This is Morning Motivation for Educators on the Bee Podcast Network. Learn about all the shows at beepodcastnetwork.com. You'll hear from a variety of formal and informal educators who help put this podcast together. If you'd like to contribute your voice to this show, please go to morningmotivationedu.com to apply.
Good morning, my friends. I am Candace Noss, a physical therapist, a wellness coach, a lifelong Christian, and a mother of six. I created my business, the Mind, Body, Spirit Trifecta, where I liberate, enlighten, and empower others to elevate their mind, body, and spirit and own their divine greatness. I am so excited to be with you this morning. Happy Thursday. What's on your gratitude list this thankful Thursday? Over the past week, there have been a theme that has been showing up among many of my clients. Often the people that we love and care deeply about, even have stewardship over, are going through really hard, trying times. It can break our heart to watch those that we love struggle, suffer, and experience trauma and pain. We want with all of our heart to fix it for them and to spare them the hurt. Oh, how tempting it is to swoop in and play the savior, or to try and manipulate things because we think we know what's best for them. How easy it is to fall into the blame game or the coulda, woulda, shoulda mentality. But the fact is, it is not our business. The decisions of others are not ours to control. The thoughts, feelings, and actions of other people, including those that are the very closest to us, are 100% up to them. This desire to fix things shows up on a global level as well. What happens in other countries is often absolutely horrendous. The violence and terror so many people are facing is unconscionable. It truly tears our hearts open as we witness the awful bloodshed and senseless ripping apart of families that occurs in war-torn parts of the world, or when savages traffic young girls. It is easy to wish we could teach someone a lesson or somehow make things right. Whether the trial you are witnessing is an issue close to home with a loved one or on a global level, there are two questions that can really help keep us in our own lane. I'm grateful this week for these two questions. They are, one, do I have a part to play? And two, is this mine to do? These questions, prayerfully asked, really keep us in our own business. I am thankful to understand that there truly are powerful things that we can do from our own lane that can make a difference in the lives of others on a personal and global scale. What a gift personal revelation and following our intuition is in answer to these questions. The only way to really know the answer to do I have a part to play and is this mine to do is to go into our heart and ask God. Now, the things that we can do from our own lane include we can serve, support, offer things, give advice, invite, hold space, and show up for others. Now, let's get into those a little bit. Sometimes doing service for someone where we can take something off their plate is a beautiful way to show love and bolster spirits. Often, one of the very best things we can do is hold space for someone else, allowing them to experience all the feels from a non-judgmental, compassionate place. Holding space is a beautiful way to show them support without trying to control them or the situation. Maybe the answer to these questions is to offer a new way to see things or a different perspective. We can always offer wisdom learned from our own experience or suggestions on how to process something in a different way. Perhaps one of the most powerful ways we can help those that we love who are going through trials is giving them the gift of our belief in them and our faith in their ability to overcome and rise above their current problem. We can always give our prayers on their behalf and our unconditional love despite whatever their current thought, feeling, or actions are. I'm so thankful for their ways that we can show up in the lives of others while staying in our own lane. The trick is to remember the thoughts, feelings, and actions of others are their choice. So ask these powerful questions. Do I have a part to play? Is this mine to do? Now, we're often asked to mourn with those that mourn and comfort those in need of comfort. We're often petitioned to be God's hands on earth. However, our job is never to save, That's Christ's role. When we see a need and ask, is this mine to do? Or when we notice someone struggling and ask, do I have a part to play? As we listen closely to the answers, I am grateful that we will absolutely know what to do from a serving, supporting, offering, and or giving place. Watch out for the tendency to think that we know best and therefore are justified in manipulating or controlling things. The fact is, we don't know what is best. It is possible the very best thing that they could go through is what they're going through. The very mess your loved one is struggling through could perhaps be the very thing that will be the most pivotal and life-transforming thing in their life. Maybe this curriculum of life that they are in the middle of is refining them into more than we ever could imagine for them. So don't rob them of their lessons by swooping in to save them. Remember the powerful questions. Do I have a part to play? And is this mine to do? I am so thankful to understand God's business, my business, and other people's business. If you'd like help navigating this, reach out to me. Thank you for joining me today and for being part of my journey. I believe in you, and I truly am thankful for you. If you'd like more from me, I invite you to listen and subscribe to my podcast called Designed for Greatness with Candace Noss. Grab my free video about taking your self-talk from crappy to happy. I'd love for you to join my Thankful Thursday email. You can always contact me through my email address. Links are in the show notes. And remember, you are designed for greatness.
Thanks for listening. And whatever role you have in education, we have a podcast for you at bpodcastnetwork.com. Who among your friends and colleagues needs to hear this message today? Please share it with them right now.